This is Reverend Leslie Hewish speaking, and I am bringing to you your audio service for this week. I'm actually recording this on a Thursday in the evening, and the sun's just starting to go down. It's been a beautiful, beautiful day. And I noticed in the lectionary that actually for today, Thursday, it is a festival for St. Thomas. Some of us know St. Thomas a little bit better, the name of Doubting Thomas. He was one of the disciples that found it really difficult to believe what Jesus said and who he was, even to the point that after Jesus was resurrected, he still wouldn't believe. He had to put his hands into the wounds of Jesus to understand that he truly had been resurrected from the dead. But let's begin, before we have our reading, with a moment of quietness and reflection. So come, Holy Spirit, be with us in this service as we listen. Let us open our hearts and our minds to you, to your word, and let us hear new things through the scriptures. Let us hear you speak to us through your word. Amen. So I'm going to read to you from John 20, starting to read at verse 19. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Well, now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his very side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood amongst them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. So the story of Doubting Thomas in John 20 reminds us of the struggle many people face in their faith journey. It is natural to have doubts and questions, and this passage demonstrates how Jesus compassionately addresses those concerns. And when Jesus appears to his disciples after his resurrection, he offered them peace and showed them his wounds as evidence of his victory over death. Thomas, however, was not present during this encounter and expressed scepticism when he was told that Jesus had reappeared. He demanded physical proof, stating that he would not believe unless he could see and touch Jesus' wounds, his very self. In response to Thomas's doubts, Jesus graciously appears to him, offering the physical evidence he sought. Upon seeing and touching Jesus, Thomas' doubts were erased and he proclaimed his belief in Jesus as Lord and God. This passage emphasizes the importance of faith, believing without seeing. Jesus acknowledges the challenges of believing without tangible evidence. Yet he also blesses those who are able to maintain faith without sight. As we reflect on this passage, let us consider the doubts and questions we may have in our own faith journey. Remember that Jesus is patient, understanding, and present in our struggles. He will help us navigate our doubts, guiding us to a deeper, more meaningful faith if we let him in. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of doubting Thomas, which serves as a reminder of your patience and understanding with our doubts and questions. We ask for your guidance and strength as we navigate our faith journey, especially during times of uncertainty. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for your victory over death and for the evidence you provide for your disciples and the evidence you gave to Thomas. Help us to grow in our faith, even when we cannot see or touch you. May our belief in you be a statement to our love for you and your love for us. And in all of that, the grace that you offer us. In Jesus' name, I pray. And let us say the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So I wish you all a very good weekend coming up, and I pray that you find peace and that you are able to manage those doubts that you have, maybe around faith or maybe about many other things, and encourage you all to take those doubts to God. Ask to see his wounds. Ask him to clarify just how much he loves you and how significant you are in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.